be one of those workers.
Grandma was.
Or men, whatever.
My grandma worked in there.
Yeah.
Billy Tomlin.
Yeah.
She, I remember her telling a story, she was at work, she was changing those buttons, and she either was part of one or heard one, are we on?
Yes. Stroll down memory lane.
Okay, so I can call this meeting to order, Health and Social Service Committee, day is September 14th, time is 3:18. Roll call, please.
Congressman Stroll?
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Morris?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here. We have a quorum, next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, would you say after the prayer, please?
God's will come. They all would say, who had to be shared? Well, Josie, because she got here, I'm not here. She got, she got part, no, because she's still not here, I'm not going to go back. He stole my, all the other dollars. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day you've given us. We want to ask you to guide us in our, as we go and make the decisions of the, this very important meeting today for the health of our people. So our people can have good health, and families and children can have a good healthy life. We want that for our people. And we know you do too, Heavenly Father. So we want you to bless our people and the elders and the children. And look over our tribal members who are serving in the military, whether they may be stateside or overseas. Bring them back safely home to their families and fathers. Give them a good blessing. Look back. That you would care for. They have food and good health. And we want you to just to give us all your blessings, and we give you all the glory and power. The same way as Christ now.
Amen. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please review the minutes from September 12th. Congresswoman Pratt?
Is that the correct? I felt like there were like maybe two guesses.
I didn't think there were.
Okay.
I voted no. Anyone?
I voted no. Did anybody vote else vote yes?
Anyone else just vote, reflected wrongly on the minutes?
Oh, yeah, she was here. She was in.
It just felt like she was on the committee.
Sorry, yeah. No.
I went to Lone, yes. Well, me and Lincoln.
Okay.
Chair to entertain a movement on the minutes. Motion to approve is submitted.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes as submitted by Congressman Shaw, second by Speaker Mason. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1692, an act to provide an appropriation to the Health and Wellness Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $14,960,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor of the bill, the other appropriation bills to the operations of the government, is Congressman Shaw. before I turn it over to Congressman Shaw, I just want to point out that I went ahead and put these six programs and departments, like we've always done in the past, in an attempt to go ahead five programs and departments on here in an attempt to go ahead and get started, at least see how the process works, trying to look at the program plans, the financials. I have also tried to provide access to last year's budgets so we can maybe look at those. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to work and if it is or not at all, but anyway, that's the intention that I have as a chairperson. And if we get to a point where it looks like we're going nowhere fast, then we'll go on to legislation, which also is sponsored by Congressman Shaw, which we've all already heard once before by this committee. So at this time, I'll go ahead and hand it over to you, Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, this is the General Appropriation Bill for the Health and Wellness Division, and the programs that are representative as the chief's working last organizational chart. What is it?
He just took off.
He's going to get graspers, you know, one of those.
Who's the vice chair? Is anybody the vice chair?
Ron Schultz.
Dr. Schultz.
Safari's
took off. Dr. Schultz.
Those that are listening, we're on safari now. We have a snake over here that we're taking care of.
Somebody get a picture of that.
Roll right down.
He grabbed those handicapped pincers, little snake.
One
at the front door.
Benny took off, walking fast.
Bigger every time.
click. Well, RJ reacted like it was big. Then he walked out with a little shoestring. He goes, oh wow. When she was like, oh my gosh, there's this thing.
He goes,
oh wow. He probably wants to eat it.
I used to just do a pocket in school.
Page 3, line 137, insert the following new section. Under Section 8, Division Composition. For purposes of this appropriation act, the Health and Wellness Division is comprised of the following entities. Health and Wellness Division. And essentially, this, those same programs or departments, not programs, departments that I just mentioned.
Okay, well, I'm curious, because I'm going to look at the...
organizational chart?
Well, not necessarily. So you're going off the organizational chart, not what's listed under...
Under budget.
Okay, where program plans?
Right, just an organizational chart. I asked legislative council to prepare some amendments to those bills because it was requested by the Congress on the first day of reading in. This is what he came up with. At this time, I think the Congress, the committee needs to decide, do we want to put the departments or programs for organizational chart, or do we want to put all the budgets in there? Because the budgets are substantially more numerous.
Okay, so there, on the big board, are the programs and departments.
Okay. I have eight here, that's what's on the organizational chart.
Okay, so this one here, whenever I was trying earlier to...
Family violence isn't on here.
Because I think it's actually supposed to be in child development.
Well, it was last year. They wanted to move it, and then it didn't.
Okay, but I think in the submission this year that it's in child, family, and how's that go? Health, family, social services, social services.
Let me pose this question if I can, Mr. Chair. On that, I don't believe that family violence is listed in, under that program, under that division, the chief's organizational chart. So would it be proper to go ahead and consider the budget as submitted, or perhaps a better way to list these, and I can resubmit it at the time, is all the budgets that are listed rather than the departments, but the organizational chart. That way we can make sure there's not an outlier. This is not an outlier.
Right, it is. That's kind of what I figured out too, but it might make it actually more confusing. If we did this, then maybe we could get each budget that falls within in these programs or departments. Like, for example, whenever I was trying to print out the budget when the financials for community health representatives, there's four of them.
Okay.
So I don't think we want to list those individually. And I'm not saying that there's four different ones. Some of them, I think, may have been prior year funding. So you have community health representative, just using that as an example here, and family violence is not listed. So would you explain again how you came up with those eight?
Organizational chart, chief organizational chart. That's how we define the division.
Okay.
However, that's not necessarily with the budget. The family violence is an example.
So which ones are not on here?
I think the first five are on it, the rest are not.
There's eight on here.
Oh,
I'm sorry, you don't have that.
I've got
eight. No, the ones that are just for us today, we're not, it's not all of them.
Yeah, I was trying to get it to populate the
here. Let me go ahead and show that
for the entire agenda.
I mean, that's there.
Okay, so CHR, counseling center, diabetes, elder nutrition, skip family violence, that's in child, family, and social services. Fitness center. What's health and wellness letter division?
I think that's supposed to be leader. I'm going to bet that that's leader.
Okay. And then prevention. And then Wajaji health. And WIC.
And on that, diabetes was combined with public health on the proposed amendment.
It is, and it's that's how I had it as well. Whenever I was putting it,
Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to reformulate this. Which would you like? Okay.
I think we need to do that. If we went ahead and how are you proposing that we incorporate this into the bill?
It would be in section 8. I don't know if you have the bill. And right underneath the grid, right underneath here, This would go to section nine. Section eight would be division composition, right underneath here. And it would say, for purposes of this appropriation, the Health and Wellness Division is comprised of the following entities and then eight names of the programs that are within the division, the chief's organizational chart. To me, that was a little confusing. I almost felt like to be comprehensive. Perhaps we should list the budgets. Now, that's not as clean, but we, I think we've had at least one outlier there. Or two, the Health and Wellness Division leader. I'm not sure which one of these it has. Is it under the clinic? Yes.
It would be a yes for me.
I might not see that before, but that, what's the date of these budgets?
These are the program plans.
Oh, program plans. Okay, so that doesn't necessarily be the
so let's go back to the budgets here.
There might not be a Health and Wellness Division leader budget. I know the email, the Outlook section, is in there. Okay, that doesn't lessen my... Chairman, what I will tell you about that page, those are budgets as of 8/26, and the last version we got was 9/1, which is, I don't believe is on the line.
And they don't have them separated out by division. That's why I've been using the program plan, because that lists by division.
Sure.
So then, I think I'm in favor of that. If that's in accordance with the organizational chart, I think that's, to me, that would mean that's how the executive branch would want the Health and Wellness Division's appropriation to be, is by the organizational chart. Child, family, and social service.
Social services.
That's,
yes.
That's actually, I was talking to Eli earlier, and he said that's actually where it is. I think that's...
So the appropriation, the money for that is not in this bill.
Correct.
That's what we're talking about.
Neither is it one of this.
It's not on Congressman Shaw's amendment list.
You have to reorganize your most recent list here on your amendment list to match it with the most recent organizational chart.
No, to me it would identify the programs and departments that are listed on the latest organizational chart that we got. That way we appropriate money only to the programs and departments that he has listed within the Health and Wellness Division. Is that the way the others?
I have other amendments. That's okay. Because I recall that's how Congressman Edwards Education Bill was earlier that set out their what did it match the word chart? I can't tell you that.
When did that happen?
I think the first day. He drafted one for her.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Are you on the education?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I don't recall it being done by amendment.
Committee, she's going to do it on the floor.
Would not pass anything out. So.
Okay. Did not pass it out?
An education budget now.
So it's still to be done. Anyway, I thought was like a housekeeping item, and it is, but it's still, you know, we're trying to figure out the best way to set out what we're doing, what we're approving, make sure it's grouped and all included. This is what Trey gave, and I think his thinking was the same thing. Bush used the division as defined by the chief, using his most recent organizational chart. That's what this is, includes those departments. And so therefore, consequently, every budget we have should be included in one of these.
I'm in favor of it.
Congressman Morris, do you need to see this? I think I'm going to go and say it just to see it.
Again, it's all of them that are listed up there except for family violence, public health nursing, which that has been moved into diabetes. And it lists every other one.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
And health and wellness division, LTR 2. Let's see what that is.
That was program funds.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay. This lists them right here.
Yeah.
Is there a...
Is it those?
Yeah, see, I have diabetes and public health are combined in that list.
So is that the eight that you got in here?
Yes.
List there? Well, then that's it. That's just a letter dated July 18th.
That's the most recent.
What that is. Hard to hit.
It should.
Okay. I'm ready.
The motion is to amend ONCS 1692. Should I be reread it?
No.
I'm handing it to the secretary there.
Second. Motion has been made by Congressman Shaw to add Section 8, which lists the programs and departments in accordance with the latest organizational chart that we received from the executive branch. In the bill, seconded by Speaker Mason. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the amendment is approved. So now, Congressman Shaw, do you see any issue with going ahead and starting and taking a look at the community health representative program?
I have no objection. I see no reason why.
Okay, I think Congresswoman Pratt just got through reading the Counseling Center program plan. Well, okay, here is their program plan. Mm-hmm. Surely government is accountable to the people, develop a comprehensive health care system, healthy communities through wellness initiatives and partnerships. Objective one. And I'm not going to read all of that. It's got an first objective. And there's four bullet points. And there's objective one. And then they list the risk and mitigation. And then they put measurables in it. So you've got measures for objective one. And then they do the same for objective two. There's an objective three. And that's it. It's a total of one, two, three. Three pages. That's what the executive branch has asked us to base our analysis, I guess, if you will, of justifying appropriating the dollars to their...
comes out of the annual plan that we put together that we received.
That is specifically the community health representatives annual program plan for 2017, which you're referencing is probably a comprehensive list of all.
Yeah, there was a note that was distributed to the members of Congress, or at least I can see one.
Congressman Shaw.
Looking at the budgets from the 26th, we had a bunch of all go. Remember when they were passed out individually? Then came back on the first, we grouped just divisions, but then we got the individual programs. If that's of any relevance to the final product that we got of September 1st, I see there's an increase in tribal requests of 35,000. If you look at the program plan, there's no way to tell what that's for or whether it's necessary, because it's general and it's narrative and there's no numbers, no description of personnel, or what an increase appropriation could be used for. And you know, whatever the amount, remember that the Osage Nation has contacted the Indian Health Service for our health care shares, which includes community health representatives. Okay, so some of the federal monies that we get through the annual funding agreement are shares for the community health representative. I see that they got $3,000 more federal, requesting $35,000 in tribal. My own personal opinion is that they need to redeploy more money from the clinic to these ancillary programs. And I don't support $35,000 of private money for the program this year. But if they need more funds, that they'd be reallocated from the clinic and third-party revenue projections.
Well, I recall last year the designated representative for the CHRs came over and we had a couple meetings and we specifically talked about that $35,000 last year. And trying to remember the best I can, it seemed like the justification was that at the time they felt like the need was there, justified, and that the revenue wasn't there or had already been allocated to the clinic. Is that how you recall?
What I recall is they wanted to hire a new position. Mm-hmm. And we may have approved half of it. I can't remember exactly how that 35. But we approved some monies towards that extra position to expand the program. We hadn't compacted yet. No one knew what the first year would be. We didn't know if we had our projected third-party revenue. But fast forward now, a year later, we have even exceeded the carryover of third-party revenue. We expect to collect another $1.3 million above and beyond what we collected this last year. So I think we're a little firmer ground suggesting that maybe we spend on third-party revenue. It's $35,000 still. I maintain the same argument I had last year. It's almost like a carbon copy.
So just to refresh my memory, were you a no vote on the $35,000 last year? Okay. And it obviously passed. Congressman Anker.
Yes, Mr. Chair. What was the number last year in that poll numbers for this division? Do we have any more? 16 compared to the year's number.
With all the not getting the information we truly needed last year too. So in the end, we just held to know who's been new.
Okay, well, last year, Community Health Representative Tribal, there was $65,000 appropriated. Would I be able to open up the agenda and put the wiki on it?
The control division? I don't know. We
can do this.
Add that in.
Is it now part of the?
They all have their.
I thought the division.
Well, I guess whatever maybe the bill says, I don't have a lot of bills.
We did.
There's a big increase.
Where's the favorites?
What part?
The components of the division last year were different.
I'm saying, plus all the compacting is going on.
So Steve Tarr's budget last year, we.
We cut our pace.
Yeah, so it's almost like they're asking for that $35,000 again for maybe the same reason. Maybe. We can't confirm that.
Okay, so we're gonna have to back out of that. We can get there.
Buzz, a little buzz, pick me up.
Then I'm not gonna be able to check that Apple group code anywhere from there. I'm gonna go back to Box.
On my birthday, so that day.
Go here.
Yes, I'll wait. Never could have. I think it's like $21,000.
No.
That's not where we're going now. Were we on the main page? No, crap, not that. There is what we wanted. Okay. Do you happen to know how far down? See in chart. You had one here, did you? I did. But that would, you know, that would pretty good up on the big screen. I can't find it. Try and scroll to see a chart. Okay, there's 2014. They've got $37,000 of income tribal. I'm sure that's off of interest income would be my guess. It's been zeroed out. Okay, let me move past it. It's not telling us anything we're looking for. 2015, once again, those are federal funds. They've spent $306,000 of the $319,000. CHR, federal, they've spent $231,000. Again, these are through July of $307,000. 2016, tribal funds. $65,003, of which they've only spent
2,000, 22, 32.
it appears that's going to go back into the treasury if it's not used or already been used. Wages, you said $1,165. Of course, they only have $24,000 budgeted. It's left up here. So wages here, they've spent $128,000 out of $155,000, and those are, but that's federal funds. They've still got $45,000 remaining in wages from 2015, federal funds. They've expended the wages out of 2014. So, I don't see, unless we're shown otherwise, how a $35,000 appropriation is justified, right? Let's look again. Yes, sir.
You could make the case you could reduce it $65,000. And you know, if a reduction is made, actually it didn't really made to that line item. It's made to the total amount of the appropriation. And you can make it to that line item for the whole division, but you don't do it for this program. That gives the rest of the programs or the health and wellness leader a chance to flex funds if they still want to cover that position. But it technically doesn't come out of that program. It comes out of the salaries and wages line item for that entire division.
Under anywhere in the program, and it talks about what's going to be done with the travel revenue. I'm sure that it does not.
Only over
there. No. I mean, if that's what we're being asked to use, and the only thing else we have is are the financials.
Well, has there been an increase in the division budgets? Are they asking for more money? They're asking $35,000 more.
I'm just in shock. Let me rephrase. Let's look at the $65,000 that was budgeted for FY16. Mm-hmm. Best we can tell, it was largely unexpected. Your statement?
Through July. There's been, yes.
Now there's another $35,000 that's being requested on top of the unspent $65,000. So therefore, I submit that $100,000 is the amount of excess request for tribal funds for this program.
Well, the $65,000 isn't going to carry over and revert back into Treasury.
My point is that it's still included in that budget. We're trying to compare it to, we're saying we're only asking for another $35,000. It's actually $100,000. That's what they're asking for. It's not 50. It's $100,000 in private money. $65,000 and $35,000. They didn't spend this and then went into the $35,000. We're assuming that this is our starting point here, right? Well, if that was unspent, that's the starting point ought to be zero. So well, $100,000 is.
Based on how we've been appropriating money over the last few years, I mean, it's based on what was spent. Not what was appropriated, but what was spent. And according to the financials that we've got, they spent less than 4% of what was appropriated last year. You bet we don't have somebody here to try to justify. Congressman Mecker? I'm sorry, what was?
What was the total? But the business budget last year, compared to this year, is there an increase?
Just a minute.
That's basically all we can do. We don't have all the line items, all of the parts. Increase, decrease, or variance, or savings.
Well, true. I still don't, I think this process would benefit us to some extent if we see a trend.
Based on assumption.
Well, based on the financials, if they're asking to be reappropriated funds that they didn't use the previous year, then.
Well, we have one month left.
Well, this is through 10 months, through July. Let's see, Congressman Shaw, let's see, that would be under.
You're talking about the FY '16 budget?
Congressman Maker's question is, what was the total amount budgeted, tribal or total federal?
Total for that division last year. I know it's changed in some of the programs.
2016, tribal funds to the Health and Wellness Division was $1,132,058. This year's request is $1,220,000, which is an $87,942 increase. Congressman Shaw.
Again, the one point to make is that, let's look at last year's tribal appropriation. Let's suppose we went through all the programs and toted up the unspent monies projected to the end of September.
Right.
And they were under by 500,000. 300,000. So we've got the 300 that was unexpended plus any increase, if there is any. It's not just the increase we should be looking at, it's a possible reduction. We need to look at the unspent amount from last year, because if all you do is compare it to the previous year, but it was vastly underspent, you've got a built-in excess you're adding to. You're adding to an excess rather than increasing monies that were all spent. They weren't all spent. We kept the running total as we went through, like you had suggested earlier. We should see what that final amount is, and then subtract it from the total bill line items, if that's what we choose to do.
Okay, so we're at the end of our scheduled meeting time. Speaker Mason.
Just going to apply your rationale that we had in the meeting earlier. I think there's an education when we have some money left over, and you may mention, well, it's not just for the next year, it's the following year too. The money that is left over, we don't spend it, is that, remember that?
I do.
Is that the same as?
No, the difference with that was a fund.
Okay.
So the fund carries over. It's not subject to fiscal year limitations. So, Speaker.
No, I'm just.
So, Congresswoman Pratt.
We also need to pay close attention to if these same programs are still under the same division, because I know when I was looking at the budgets, comparing the 26th and the 1st, I think they even moved from those two dates into different divisions, and then some that appeared in one division appear again in another division. Which is what I explained that one day, so I'm not really sure how that happened, so we just need to be careful if it's the same, or we're just simply comparing that last year's appropriation to this one, then we just need to at least make sure that it's the same programs under that division.
I think it's been somewhat of a productive hour, because I think we've got an idea of what it may look like going forward.
Yeah.
But it's also, if new monies or monies are being asked for, and maybe they're justified, but if nobody's here to justify them, and they don't outline them and get descriptive in the program plans, and I'm not saying they have to, but if we're not able to see what's being asked for and why, that would almost be like sending my 7-year-old and telling him to go ask his mother if we can go to Canada for 2 weeks. You know, like, hand her this note.
They say, give me $700 and say, go keep your game.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's what I was saying in the last, at this point, it's a guessing game, and it's unfortunate, and it's very unfortunate for the employees if this is what we're having to do, because if, you know, we may not get it. I don't know. When it could be real simple. I mean, they have, I gave the example earlier that they may have a perfectly great justification, and we could all sit here and agree with it. And in fact, we could be like, you know what? That's a great plan. And in fact, do you have enough money? You know, and we can give them more. Because we've done that with the counseling program before when we talked about, you know, PRT and things like that. And so, you know, having that ability, we don't have to just always cut. But if we don't know, I mean, at this point, it's just a guessing game, and it's really unfortunate for the employees, because we could have an individual like, you know, who administrates this program come right over and give us a perfectly great explanation, and we could all disagree and all be, you know, happy with it. But now, whatever it was that they were needing and obviously felt, well, if they even fill this budget out, but I mean, they may have real needs that we're not, you know, we may not, we obviously don't know of right now, and we may not be able to help with, because we're having to guess at this point, and this is madness.
Not to pick on community health representative, this is just in alphabetical order, this was the first one in the health and wellness division, but based on the information that we have, the request for an additional $35,000, which does represent a $30,000 decrease from what was appropriated last year, but based on our latest financials, they've only spent $1,200. So there is no justification to support the $35,000 appropriation. Am I wrong? Congressman Shaw?
I agree with you on that point. To extend it a step further, I'm sorry for repeating this ad nauseum, there's no justification to reappropriate the $65,000 wasn't used last year.
But I'm not trying to be argumentative, but they're not asking us to.
Well, oh, no, they are. It's included in the $100,000. It's included in the $100,000.
I stand corrected. My apologies.
So a reduction that could be considered would be $100,000 to the salary and wages line item within the total bill amount.
Wait a second.
But we keep a running tally. We don't really take action today. I move to the programs. That's what Jared said earlier today. Keep a running tally as you go through the program. And then at the end, you make the motion with any reductions or additions based on your work.
Let's just use the last one during this time. Where are the CHR budget? Where's their budget?
Which one?
For this year?
Is this comprehensive of all of them?
No, I'm not getting my papers and your papers mixed up, so I don't need to take it.
That's what I've been
doing. Yeah, $100,000 request compared to $65,000 last year. That's it.
And how much did they?
Congressman.
How much did they return, or how much did they spend in their fund? You said don't use that.
$1,200 out of $65,000.
What are they operating on?
They're operating on better off federal funds, which is great.
So they're not, that's our child.
Congressman Shaw.
One other point. Let's suppose 100,000 is reduced. Therefore, that amount we're talking about is not available to eventually hire this person, perhaps if it's hadn't gotten around to hiring. Remember, within that division, they can flex other tribal monies or other federal funds to cover that position if they feel like they need it in their best estimate. We're not saying no, you can't have the position, but we're not going to appropriate money for it now because you didn't spend it last year, therefore no reason to add another 35 to it. But if you really feel like you need it, take some money out of the clinic, take a little bit of money. There were other places that were under expended. There would be sources to fund that if they felt like they needed it. They have the authority to do that.
Okay, so what did it? Looking at the last federal budget they got, which is committee, so if you look at this, they expended $21,000 last month. There's the total amount that they have for wages. They have $27,000, so essentially they have a little over 1 month to pay for wages. And they expended all of the funds. No. There's another $45,000 for wages in another community health representative, but that is FY 2015. So there's $45,000 left in 2015, which may not be available to spend on what they're wanting it to be spent for. That's entirely possible, but does anyone know? Here's another $27,000 that's available in wages. And I find that a bit odd. Why? It was $1,165 spent out of wages at some point during the year, but it wasn't the previous period.
Yeah, that's how some others looked the other day. I think at education or something, it was very...
We need to go ahead and wrap this up, and we'll... Is any suggestions to recommend for me as the chair on how the committee wants to go forward?
Do we need to request more information?
We've already done that.
Once?
We've
exhausted that.
What do you think we really need to go forward?
I'm asking you, what do you think?
I would like to look at the requested amount of tribal funds and compare it to what was used last year. That's what I would like to do. Congresswoman Pratt?
I think that's similar to what we just did in culture earlier, and I can't remember the exact motion that they made, but they, by motion, asked me to request information like that. Specific information, but sounded similar to what you're saying from the treasurer, because again, he's made a statement and he hasn't been told he can't give the information.
Is it up to date financials?
Yep.
those will come out around the 20th.
It's the comparison between last year and this year, and then if the August financials become available to include that. And then for Eli and I to go over it once we get that information.
Do you mind if I just share or see what was requested by your committee and do something similar? Is that okay, committee?
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and get out of the way of the next committee.
Okay.
So chair would entertain motion to postpone 1692.
So moved.
Second. Motion to postpone OMCA 1692 by Congresswoman Pratt, second by Speaker Mason. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
Congressman Shaw, I had ONCA 1680. We'll get to it before the end of the session, but as soon as possible. I didn't say that very well.
Where'd you get this?
That's what we're looking for.
What's that?
That's
are there any objections to the journal?